Welcome to the Birmingham Vineyard podcast. We hope you find it insightful and encouraging.
If you want to find out more about us, head to our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
So I'm really excited to be here with you, and I'm really excited to share what God has put in my heart to share. So we are doing this series called Formation. At this series, we are looking at what does it look like to use our spiritual disciplines, spiritual practices that can help us to have a healthy spiritual formation. At this series, we are looking at how together can use our day-to-day spiritual practices that can help us to form, to become the type of people who can stand firm in the trials and temptations and struggles that we face in our day-to-day life. So last week, we talked about the Bible. We talked about how Bible can be useful, how we can use Bible in our day-to-day life to go through trials and temptation and struggles. And today, what I'm going to do, I'm going to look at prayer, and I'm going to more look at in the aspect of prayer that how can we use prayer to go through our struggles, temptations, and trials. But first, let's dive into scripture together. We're going to look at book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. So if you have your Bibles, you can open your Bibles. And if you don't have your Bibles, the word's going to appear behind me magically, the power of technology. And let's read it together. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then. With the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And this is where I'm going to focus. This is the verse I'm going to focus today. "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Great. What I'm going to do first, I want to look at the context of Ephesians chapter 6 first. We're going to look at the context of Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to look at the things that Paul is saying here for us to understand why verse 18 is important for us. So in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is talking about the Christian spiritual walk with Jesus. That's what is happening. He's like basically writing this manual to the people of Ephesus, to the Ephesians, how to have their spiritual walk with Jesus. So that's the manual he's writing. But we see at verse 10, it says, "Finally." So we see at the Paul is basically saying, okay, here's the last part of my manual to you. Like, here's the last part of my instructions to you to how to have your spiritual walk with Jesus. And the context of this passage is between verses 10 to 18, is that he uses two big metaphors. He uses two big phrases to describe big meanings in our Christian walk with Jesus. So he uses the phrases like spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, and armor of God. Now, some of you might be really familiar with these phrases. Some of you might be like, what is going on? What is spiritual battle? What is armor of God? Do not worry. We're going to talk about it. Well, let's talk about spiritual battle. Any Lord of the Rings fan here? Few? Yeah, great. Any Star Wars fans? Any Marvel fans? No. Come on, yes, youth. Anyway, so all this that I named, all these movies, all these trilogies or the sequels, they have one thing in common, is that at the end of the movie, usually there's like good versus evil. So when we talk about battles, the first thing come in my head is that those kind of like epic battle between good and the evil. But Paul is not talking about that. He's what he's talking about spiritual battle, he's not talking about battle between us humans. He says, this battle is not against flesh and blood. So it's not about us beating each other up. So please don't do that. It's not a good thing to do as Christians. So he's not talking about, our battle is between humans. He says you are facing the spirit against spiritual forces, spiritual rulers. Okay, that might be a little bit confusing. So what does he mean by that? Who are we fighting then if we are not fighting against flesh and blood? We are not fighting against the humans. Okay, so what we are fighting against are the world, the flesh, the devil. The world, the flesh, the devil. What do I mean by that? Let me expand that for you. Well, us fighting the world means that, I'm not saying everything in the world is bad, but the world has some bad things in there. World offers things that can separate us from our relationship with Jesus. World offers stuff that can distract us from our walk, our daily, day-to-day walk with Jesus. That's what we are fighting against. The world can offer things that can lead us to sin, and what sin does brings separation between us and God. So that's the world. The flesh. The flesh is the desires of our hearts, the things that we can do that is not the way that God wants us to live. So it's like acting on our temptation is kind of fighting the flesh. And the devil. Devil uses the world, the flesh, to be able to knock us down. The devil uses the world and the flesh to distract us, to separate us from our relationship with our Heavenly Father, because our Heavenly Father really cares for us. He wants the best for us. He wants to spend time with us. So devil doesn't want that for us. So he tries the world, he tries the flesh to be able to separate us. But not only that, he uses lies to distract us, to knock us down. He uses deception and he uses deceiving to separate our relationship between us and God. So here, this is what we are against. But me saying this might, for some of you might be like, oh my goodness, that's scary. I'm a little bit scared about it then. But I'm here to tell you today that the Bible tells us do not be afraid of these things. The Bible tells us that we have authority in Jesus to be able to fight against these things. And what we have to fight against these things is the armor of God. And Paul talks about it in here. But mainly is that we are doing this with the power of Jesus. In the beginning of this passage says, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. We have authority of Jesus to fight this battle. And the armor of God is given to us to fight this battle. But what is armor of God then? Armor of God is the resources and the tools that we have in Jesus to go through the day-to-day battles that we face spiritually. Now, there's a picture behind me that named all the items of the armor of God. You can read it. I'm not going to go through it. But this is what is given to us, the resources and tools to go through this spiritual battle. So now we got the armor of God to fight, but what are we going to fight with? So last week we talked about the Bible as the sword of the Spirit. So Bible is one of the ways, one of the weapons that we use to fight in this spiritual battle. But there's another weapon that we can use to fight in this spiritual battle, which is prayer. Prayer is another way to fight in this battle. Prayer is our battle plan. prayer is our strategy that we use to fight in this battle. Well, I'm a big fan of martial arts sports. Anyone does any martial arts sports around here? No one? Okay, great. In Sato, there were like four people that I raised their hands. I was like, you don't want to mess with these guys. but I'm a big fan of martial arts, but I'm also a big fan of martial art movies. I've watched Karate Kid for like, I don't know how many times. I watched all the Bruce Lee movies growing up. I also watched all the Rocky movies, all the Creed movies. I love martial art movies, but also I love war movies. My favorite war movie is Fury. My other favorite war movie is Saving Private Ryan, which is such an amazing movie. A little bloody and gore, so don't recommend it to youth. please don't watch that. As your youth pastor, I don't let you to watch that. No, I'm joking. Anyway, so... what I'm trying to say in here is that our spiritual battle looks like one of these martial art movies and like a war movie, is that we all get to face the enemy, our opponent. We get to fight them. And today, I'm going to use martial art and army analogies to be able to describe this passage a little bit better. Well, I want to look at three things, okay? So the passage, verse 18, is going to appear here. It says, and pray in the Spirit. So that will be the first thing I'm going to focus on. The second thing I'm going to focus on is on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And the third thing I'm going to focus on is, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So these are the three things I'm going to focus on. But first, let's talk about pray in the Spirit. So, if someone is a boxer and wants to go into the ring to fight, they need a trainer, okay? They need a coach to tell them how to punch people, right? Punch them in the face. Or if you're an MMA fighter, UFC fighter, you get in the ring, you get into this cage, fight your opponent, and you need to have a coach to be able to survive, to not come out with the red eye or blue eye, red eye, whatever color it is. So you wanna have a trainer. And what the trainer and the coach does, it tells you how to punch, how to duck the punch, how to kick, how to block the kick. So like it guides you. It guides you, it inspires you, also it gives you strength. What the coach does, he guides you, inspires you, gives you strength. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. When we pray in the Spirit, when we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit come, we invite His presence to be filled with the Holy Spirit. What He does, He guides us, inspires us, gives us strength. How the Holy Spirit guides us then? When we pray in the Spirit, we ask the Holy Spirit to come. When He guides us, what He does, He highlights the struggles that we are facing. He highlights the struggles that me and you are facing, the trials that we are going to pray for. That's what He does. For example, I remember many, many times I prayed and I was asking the Holy Spirit to come, and then there was times that He would highlight a few things in my life that I should pray about it. But not only the Holy Spirit highlights what we are struggling and the trials that we need to pray for, also highlights the people we need to pray for. I remember when I came here at the age of 16, 17, life was a little bit hard for me because I couldn't speak any English. My parents didn't have much money. So we came here literally with nothing. And it took me a few years to get settled. So when we came here, I had no friends, no family, nothing. It was just me and my parents. And at the age of 19, 20, I was still a little bit struggling with friendships. It was hard to find friends. And I was feeling really lonely. I remember I was in my room, I was praying, I was like, God, I'm feeling really lonely now. And at that moment, my phone started to ring. I was like, oh,
God.
Okay. My phone started to ring, and I picked up my phone, and I answered, and it was one of my mates in Manchester, which we knew each other from an Iranian community, and he said, Narek, I was praying today, and I feel like God highlighted you today to pray for you, and I just called you straight away, and I feel like God is saying you've been feeling lonely today, and he just wants to say that he is with you. And that really encouraged me. So when we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit guides us to be encouraged and encourage others. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Not only that, he guides us for us to pray for different struggles we are facing, but also guides us to pray about different struggles our friends and family who are facing. That's what he does. Not only he guides us, he also inspires us to pray. Let's be real. Not always we are in praying mood, are we? Not always. Sometimes we do struggle to pray because life is hard. We go through stuff. Day-to-day stuff are hard. And not always we are in the mood of praying or we feel like to pray. But when we make the time, we go to pray, what the Holy Spirit does, he fills us with God's presence and inspires us to pray more and keep going. One of the things in the movie Creed, I don't know if you have seen it, it's a great movie, highly recommend it. Also, Michael B. Jordan, one of my favorite actors. There's a scene that he's fighting this opponent. And he's quite struggling to fight him. And he basically walks back, sits down, and he's tired and he's exhausted. And his coach comes in, who's a retired boxer called Rocky. This is the sequels to Rocky movies. And he looks at him and says, get yourself together. You can do this. Go fight him. Do this and do that. And he pushes him to go fight that guy. So when Michael B. Jordan was tired, after that motivational speech, after that inspiration, he was like, okay, come on, bring it on. And he gets to fight the opponent. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. When we are drained, when we have no strength, when we are beaten up, and when we open our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit while we are praying, not only he inspires us to pray and keep going, he gives us strength to pray. He fills us with joy, peace, love, patience, compassion. He gives us the tools that we need. Because when we pray, we are praying to our Heavenly Father who knows what we need. So through his Spirit, he inspires us and gives us strength to go through what we are going through. I remember in London, there was this big event called Kingdom Come. It was happening every, I think, 4 months. It was similar to an event that we have in our church called Encounter Nights, which basically was a night of praise and worship. And I remember one night I came home really tired. And after work, I came really tired. I was really drained. I was emotionally tired. I was physically tired. I was spiritually tired. I couldn't be bothered to go to this event. But I decided to go to it. On my way, I was keep debating, is this a good idea? Is this a good idea? I could stay home and I'd have kebabs and play PlayStation. But, you know, I can go there. So when on my way, I was keep debating. I got there. Before going to church, I was like, is this a good idea? Maybe I can take some of my friends to, you know, go hang and have a kebab. But, you know, I'm still debating. Okay, I'm going to go in. So I went in, and then when the worship started, I got on my knees, and I started to cry and cry and pray. And during worship, I was filled with so much peace and joy. And at the end of that worship session, I was the one who was jumping around and just like being really joyful. It felt like I had an amazing day. But the reality was I didn't have an amazing day. But when I came into God's presence, he filled me with the joy that I needed. He gave me the strength that I needed. And that's what he does through his Spirit. The Spirit gives us the strength, inspires us. So the Holy Spirit guides us, inspires us, and gives us strength when we pray in the Spirit. So how about now, get into groups in your tables, talk about what do you think about Holy Spirit being the guide, inspiring us and give us strength. And I want you to share your experiences if you had an experience like that, if you have felt Holy Spirit guided you to pray for people or pray for your struggles, or you felt inspired to pray more, or the Holy Spirit gave you strength. You got 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Great. Let's come back. Great. So, as I was talking about, we use prayer to fight this battle, because remember, we're not facing humans, we're not facing people. Our fight is spiritual. It's against spiritual forces. So, in order to be able to use prayer to fight in this spiritual battle, is that we pray in the Spirit. Okay? So we pray in the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit guides us, inspires us, gives us strength. Now, Paul, when he writes this letter, he says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Okay? So the second thing I want to talk about today is pray on all occasions and pray with all kinds of prayer. Which, what I want to talk about is practice and fight. Let me expand that. So again, a boxer or an MMA fighter, when they get into a ring or a cage, before they do that, they practice their fighting skills every single day. They practice their kicks, they practice their blocks, they practice their punches. They practice all of that constantly, every single day. They don't skip practice time. They keep doing it until they get better. And when they practice, they use the things that they learned in their practice to use it in their real fight with their opponents. And in here, in these passages, pray on all occasions is like our practice. And pray with all kinds of prayers and requests is like the way we fight. Paul, when he's writing here, there's a reason he's telling us pray all occasions. He doesn't say pray one time, that's it, or two time, or three time, or you know, whenever you feel like it. No, he says pray on all occasions. Every single time, we just need to keep praying. And he's not telling us to pray to earn God's love. He's not telling us to pray to earn God's salvation or to be saved. There's a reason he's telling us to pray. When we pray, we get to speak with our Heavenly Father, who wants to spend time with us, who loves us, who cares for us, and he knows what are our needs. That's why we pray. That's what praying means. Is that when we pray, we get in a closer relationship and friendship with him. But not only that, we get to learn who he is. That's what happens when we pray. And more we pray, we learn how to pray more. We learn how to pray. But also more we pray, we get to let the Holy Spirit guide us, inspire us, and give us strength. And when we pray more, not only do we get in a closer relationship with Jesus, us getting in a closer relationship with Jesus helps us to grow in our faith. What is one of the weapons of armor of God? Is shield of faith. More we pray, that shield gets stronger, stronger, and stronger. Again, I'm going to refer to Marvel because I work with youth. Yay! I work with youth. Anyway, we made a deal. There's a few words I'm going to say here. They have to cheer. Like, it's a game that we play. Anyway, so one of the analogies that I like to make here is that in Marvel movies, anyone knows Captain America? he has this really cool shield that like is really, really solid. It can protect you from anything. And when more we pray, our shield becomes like Captain America's shield. It becomes really strong. When the enemy attacks us, we're able to defend. Our faith grows more and more in God. And what happens is when we get in a closer relationship with Jesus, more we pray, not only that, not only our faith grows, we learn to rely on God's strength. We learn to trust in Jesus. In Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your understanding." More we pray, we learn who God is, and we get to trust in him because we don't want to lean on our understanding. More we pray, because our faith grows, we get to not lean on our understanding. We get to trust in him more. We get to keep relying on him. We get to keep fixing our eyes on Jesus. More we pray. And actually, when we pray, we are basically telling God, "I can't do this with my own strength. I want to do this with your strength." Verse 10 again says, "Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power." We are strong in his power, not our power. We can't do this. But he can. When we go through our struggles and trials and temptation, if we rely on our strength, we're going to fail. But if we rely on his strength, he's going to fight our battles and we are going to be able to win those battles when we rely on him through prayer. And then when we pray occasionally, when we practice, it becomes a habit. Sometimes I unconsciously I eat snacks and I don't realize it. So last week I was fasting, and I literally grabbed this pack of Haribos, opened it, put one in my mouth. I was like, "Oh my goodness, I'm fasting." So I had to spit it out straight away. Anyway, I was like, no, I shouldn't eat this. But it became unconscious. I was just grabbing snacks and eating them. And what I'm trying to say, when you do something, it becomes an unconscious thing. It just becomes a habit. You do it without realizing it. One of my friends, he's a black belt in Muay Thai, which is mixed martial art fighting. So you use your hands as a punching, or you also use your legs to kick. Because he would practice every day, he had like crazy practices. But we decided to prank him. So we would go from behind and slap him back of his head. Because he would always say, "I'm always aware of the people surrounding me. I'm really good." You know, we were like, "Okay, let's put that into practice." And guess what? He was good at it because he practiced so much, he had this muscle memory. Unconsciously, his hand would go up and block our moves, and then he would strike us. That's not very Christian, is it? But what he would do, he would just strike that. And one of the things I would like to do that with food. When people throw me food, I'm walking behind, I'll be able to catch it. That would be a really cool skill to have. It's like I practice that every day. I can catch it. It's like someone throws me kebab, I'm like, I can catch it. That would be cool. Anyway, what I'm trying to say in here is that when more we pray, prayer becomes a muscle memory for us. Our natural instinct goes to pray. It becomes a natural instinct. Let me give you an example. What do I mean by that? Is that I remember, I'm going to give you the example of loneliness. When I was feeling lonely, and through the years, every time I felt lonely, I was able to overcome loneliness through prayer and relying on Jesus. Now, every time I sense like I'm getting a little bit lonely, the first thing I do is go to prayer. It's just because I practiced many, many times. Now I get to fight it. Does that make sense? And it's with a lot of the things, temptation, trials, more we are facing and more we are praying. When we are facing them, straight, first thing we can do, we are like, okay, I'm going to fight this through prayer. And it talks about use all kinds of prayers. We can use, and that's how we fight now. We can use praise of thanksgiving. when we face different trials and temptations and struggles. Because prayers of thanksgiving, gratitude, is basically we go to God and say, I'm so thankful for who you are. When enemy attacks us, we're like, look, I got God. I feel enough in Jesus. So that's how we attack and defend. Or we can do prayers of praises, prayers of lamentations. There's all kinds of prayers. You can Google it or look at commentaries. There's all kinds of prayers that we can pray to be able to defend and attack when we are going for a spiritual battle. And I'm going to give you a practical way of praying. It's quite easy. Everyone can do it. Everyone who believes in Jesus can do it. So here's the four things I use to pray. First one is find a space. Find a space to pray. For me is I put headphones in my ears, go outside, go for a walk with a worship song. That's how I pray. But my mom, when she prays, when she gets a cup of coffee every morning. She calls it coffee time with Jesus. She gets a coffee, drinks a coffee, and prays and reads her Bible. For my friend, who's a teacher, she prays while she drives to work. Or my friend is a personal trainer. He's big guy. Every time he lifts up a weight, he prays, which he needs prayer for lifting that weight. But but every time he lifts up a weight, he prays and worships God. What I'm trying to say for everyone, that space and time and the place is different. Like, don't look what other people do and copy them. Do what you think can get you in a closer relationship with Jesus. Does that make sense? Find the space. Secondly, keep it simple. Don't go like King James Version prayers, like, oh, Almighty, dear God, you are very almighty. You know, no words was coming in my head. But anyway, what I'm saying, and it's always great to use amazing words to describe God. That's good. I'm not saying that's bad. But also God likes our hearts to be simple and go with the simple hearts. We're like, look, God, I'm struggling. Or life is hard. Keep it simple, keep it honest. I used to, when I was 16, I used to tell God about my day every day. I was so honest about it. I would be like, God, there's this thing happening in my life. I'd like to be sorted. Or today I'm going to school. It's going to be really tough. Please be with me. Or there's this girl I really like. I have a crush on her. Can you be my wingman, please? And he was sometimes. keep it honest. Tell God about your feelings. You know, we see in Book of Psalms, David uses his feelings to talk to God. Sometimes he complains to God. Sometimes he says thank you to God. Be honest. And lastly, keep it going. Don't lose heart. Keep it going. And we can keep going by the power of the Holy Spirit, who guides us, inspires us, and gives us strength. Get into groups and talk about what resonates with you from this point, and how do you think you can practice and fight in your spiritual battles by using prayer. So you've got 2 minutes and 19 seconds this time. Go on. Great. Let's come back. So sorry to interrupt you. I feel like you guys are having really good conversations there. Don't want to interrupt. Yes. So we get the coach to guide us, inspire us, gives us strength, and we get to practice and fight. Now, the last point I'm going to make is I'm going to use an army example, is that we fight together. Because with MMA, it's just you fight for yourself. But in the army, we fight together. The soldiers fight for each other. They have each other's back. They look after each other. And this is what Paul says. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Who are the Lord's people? Lord's people is us. It's the people who believe in Jesus. We are a family. We are body of Christ. Together. And Paul is saying, and later on he says, pray also for me. Is that Paul is encouraging us to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And when we pray, we send reinforcements to our brothers and sisters. And I'm going to finish with this story. Is that, I don't know how many of you know about my story, but I grew up in Iran. And Iran is a country that Christianity is not legal. There's persecution there in churches. So if you believe in Jesus, you might get thrown into jail or die or lose your job or get kicked out of university or school. And even when you're more active, like preaching the gospel, evangelizing, your life is more in danger. And my dad was a pastor of Iranian church in Iran, and he got arrested for his faith, and he was in prison for 42 days. And me and my dad, when we chat about his experiences in prison, one of the things he said, actually, after 42 days, he got released, and that's why we had to leave the country. We got kicked out of the country. But one of the things me and my dad sometimes chat is about his experiences in prison, and he was telling me that when he was in prison, he was in the solitary confinement, so he was by himself for 30 days there, and then they moved him for a week with other people. But he was saying every single Sunday, he will feel very joyful. He will have this amazing feeling. He will be the happiest guy in the world. And he was really confused why he feels like that. He was like, what is happening? Why do I feel like this? When he got released and came out of the prison, he found out around 10 to 20,000 churches around the world were praying for my dad on every Sunday. That's the power of the prayer for our brothers and sisters. We send enforcement. We might not see the impact, but God does the impact. And he sees the impact. And the people who experience the impact, they witness it, how powerful can be us praying for each other and for other people. And that's why we need to keep praying for each other and together. Shall we stand up? This is it, guys. Prayer is what we use to fight this battle, which is not against humans again. It's against spiritual forces, the trials, the struggles, the temptations we face. And as Christians, we all will face all of this. But prayer is what is given to us to go through this. Us by praying in the Spirit, praying all the time, and praying with each other, for each other, we'll be able to fight this battle together. And what we're going to do now, we're going to wait in the Spirit a little bit. And then Ben is going to lead us in worship. And after worship, if we have time, 1 or 2 minutes, it would be great to pray for each other. Those who struggle, go through stuff. Because we want to fight for each other. We want to send enforcement to each other. We want to empower each other to fight that we are in this together. So what we're going to do, we're going to pray and worship, to be in the Spirit, to practice and fight our battles. But then after that, we're going to fight each other's battles together. Does that make sense? So what I'm simply going to do, I'm going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come, and we're going to see what he does. Lord, thank you so much that you're with us. Thank you, you're here today. And you see our hearts. You know our hearts better than anyone. So we pray to give our worries and everything to you tonight. And rely on you. Thank you for who you are. And what you're doing here. So I simply pray, Lord. Holy Spirit, come.
We hope you enjoyed the talk and found it helpful.
We'd love to welcome you to one of our gatherings. We meet in multiple locations at multiple times on Sundays, as well as in midweek small groups across the city. More information on all of these can be found at our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and God bless.